Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Live from the bush. No, we're not. We're not in Australia.
Not in Australia. Oh, imagine if we were.
We're live from the bush.
Who's bush you in?
We're in Kedge's bushy bush.
Hey.
I think everyone pretty knows this, but Kedge lives in Bushy. Yeah. I'm just going to declare. I live in like northeast London, Essex, yeah, which is like Buckersteel, Woodford, Chigwell, and Satch is south, Croydon. Mm.
So, I'm not from Croydon.
Sorry, Bexley Heath.
I'm not from Bexley Heath either.
What's the area? What's the official area?
Gatwick, isn't it?
No, what is the area? What's the official area?
No, forget about it.
Elephant and Castle.
No, hold on. What have I said wrong?
Nah, piss off.
Sydenham? Where is Sydenham?
Beckenham.
Yeah.
Oh, I said Beckenham.
Man, said Croydon, you know. Croydon.
Sorry. You know why?
Like the shittest place in Croydon.
It's all the same. It's just one big area that I avoid.
It's like me saying Kedge lives in Wembley.
Yeah.
Ealing Road.
Hounslow.
Yeah, he does.
Slough.
He doesn't.
So when he goes to get his food, he does.
Yeah. Tommy's in Green Street.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is it like that?
Yeah. Is it? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. No. All right. Fair enough. I didn't know it was that far off. But you know why? It's because people who love the podcast, like, okay, those guys that came last week to the live podcast.
Yeah.
There was three guys there. Sorry, I didn't catch your names, but they're very handsome guys. I want to make that clear for the record. They were, they were slim, trim. They had good hair, And I'm going to say, because I think I can, they look very typically Gujarati to me. They're at the live podcast, okay, which is just brilliant. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But
I didn't make that association. But one of them is a massive fan of Kedge's film recommendation.
Did he say that?
He said that. And then he said, he goes, but I think I'm probably the only one who likes what you watch.
His mates thought you were a prick.
No, but Peter from Gungeon's Restaurant.
Oh, is he a fan? Yeah.
He loves your recommendation. He loves your left field comments.
So I think he's a left field guy as well.
I think those are the kind of people that like to be different for the sake of being
different.
Agree.
You know,
we are.
Yeah,
but we are.
No. I don't think you're generally. I don't think anyone generally.
Our brains are wired differently.
No, I'll give you that. That might be the case. But anyway, those guys were from Croydon.
They were from Croydon.
And then they said to me, "We're from Satch's Turf." So I think I've had that in my head from last week.
Right.
In fact, let's just address the live podcast from last week. I want it to be officially known.
Yeah.
I think that was probably my favourite podcast that we've ever done.
It was a good one, wasn't it? It was from the beginning. The energy was good when we walked in. Everyone was just, there was a lot of laughing, interaction. Yeah. The German couple, I mean, they were brilliant.
Who booked them?
No. They were brilliant. And you know what? They were laughing so much.
Because by the way, Germans are brilliant. And it's a London podcast festival. So it is one of the greatest cities on the planet, London. It's the best of the best of all of their podcasts. And they do, the people who put all that together, by the way, thank you very much, London Podcast Festival people and King's Place people, because they always invite us back. And we all know there are thousands of podcasts to choose from. But we've been invited back 5 years in a row.
Yeah. Mm.
And it's because of you lot as well, the ones who came out. If you were there, hopefully you feel the same. Now that you've listened back to last week's live one, you're probably going, it was good. There was a lot of laughter.
Yeah, and FOMO for the people who couldn't make it or not sure about what it's about. I think next year when we're there, just do it. It is very different.
It is.
Yeah, and it's weird. I always feel weird about this because, if you were selling like a car, you'd go, oh, the car's amazing.
Yeah.
Come and check out this car, right? It's got great seats, great wheel, designed really well. Because it's me and us, I feel a bit silly kind of going, oh my God, come and see us. We're going to have fun. But we had a lot of fun. And I kind of want to say that to anybody else now. If you are going to come to another live podcast, we might do one before next year actually, anyway. But come and see us. You'll have a good time.
Yeah.
It's a good ride. We're a good car.
And also, no one knows where it's going to go.
The conversation.
Like we have. It's an Elon Musk car. We're driverless.
The sat nav changes every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
It depends who's driving. Like
we have an idea of where it's going to go. But I can tell you now, there was a lot of it that we didn't even think about, plan, or, and it just ended up there.
Yeah.
So we don't know. We don't.
No.
Yeah.
We don't. Exactly. I mean, you guys turned up late.
Yeah. Not really.
Debatable. It wasn't late.
It was late.
It was after you.
No, it was late. Look at it this way. Check-in time was 8:15. Yeah. You turned up at 9. After 9.
Look at it this way. Podcast started at 9:30. We were there.
No, but it don't work like that.
It does work like
that.
Just because... No, if you go to a hotel...
It was after 9.
If you go to a hotel, they go...
It was.
If you go to a hotel, they say your room's available from 3... But you arrive there at 1:30 to put your bags down in reception and go for a walk around the grounds.
Yeah.
I don't know, right? Mm. You're not. Are you early? Are you late? Are you on time? Because the room's available from 3. That's when it's showtime. Mm. If you get to a concert, you want to have drinks.
No, but I got in at checkout time. I was there at the right time.
I think me and Tommy just like walking through all the people who are waiting to see us as well.
Yeah.
How was your dinner anyway?
Oh, we had a lovely. So I tell you, lovely dinner. Spaghetti House
was
great.
It was banging. Yeah. It was good. It was very good indeed.
But what was... Okay, so thank you, podcast people. But what was... I want to move on to my... Now you mentioned dinner.
Yeah.
Can I talk about dinners quickly?
Go on.
Because we love talking about food. It was my mum's birthday.
Oh.
So we all went out for dinner. Yeah.
Right. September, baby.
Yeah, she is. She's... don't call her that. Oh, September baby.
Yo,
what are you saying?
My mum's a September baby.
That's what she saved.
Oh, hello,
baby.
Yeah,
that's what they're both saved as in my phone.
Yeah.
September baby one and two.
Do you remember 21st night of September? just a thought of Satch flirting with our mum. Satch, stop flirting with our mums. Yeah. Our dads can hear you.
We're not both of them at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My mum's like, I heard he's on the phone to catch his mum. why he not DM me back?
Yeah.
Right. Sorry, it's weird. Stop. So my mum's birthday, and it was actually falling on the month. Fell on the Monday, but we went. I said, let's all go out on Sunday.
Sunday, right?
By the way,
as in Monday this week or the week before?
Sunday the 15th. Right. My mum's birthday. I can't work out where I am.
10 days after my mum's.
Oh, is it? Oh, shit. Right. Yeah. Can I ask how old's your mum?
My mum is now 71.
Yeah. So I think she's about the same.
Yeah.
But she might be a 72.
Okay.
Oh. How do you not know?
Well, I know roughly.
What year was she born?
Yeah, good point.
Hang on, let me message her.
Yeah. get that info, Satch.
Am I right in saying 1954? So what would that make her?
Yeah, so then younger. So she's
younger than 70.
No, she turned 70 already.
Yeah, she's already turned 70. So this was her 71st birthday.
Maybe second.
How are we having this conversation?
Oh, man, this is terrible. I'm such a bad son. But I know my dad's age. He's 78.
Right.
And she's about 7 years younger than him.
Right.
About that. Right.
About.
So yeah. I'm not being vague.
I mean, who knows? It was all up in the air. Passports.
And those dates were probably fake anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just plucked out. Probably his mates.
Made up.
So I went past a restaurant because my mum generally likes a Thai green curry. When she's not...
Really? You know, I wouldn't have put that down.
I would have never had as a Thai green curry.
Oh, really?
No.
Because it's a bit desi. It's desi but different.
Yeah,
it's got a sauce to it.
Yeah.
Shark.
It's got the shark. It's got the rice.
Yeah, and it's chicken. And it's
are you a green or a red when you
she's
go Thai?
Green. I don't like Thai green curries or red curries. I don't like that lemongrassy flavor. I actually hate it. I think I had a really bad one.
That's why, and it's put me off. So I'm up to be convinced.
I think you'll like it.
Yeah, I think I just need to have a good one. Yeah,
a good one.
Yeah, and you know, and it's good for tofu because there's so much flavour.
Yeah, I think I'd give it a go because I think when I had it, I vomited after it. So that's what it put me off.
Okay, well, then remind me of this conversation because I went to a Thai place in Aldgate, East London.
Yeah.
Flipping unbelievable.
Oh, okay.
It was so delicious.
So what do you get out of Thailand?
So I get like the lamb rendang dang, something like that. You're like
the ringtone.
Or the Massaman. Masamai Warriors.
Masaman's good.
Danger Mouse.
Yeah.
I think
Steve McMassaman.
Yeah. That Steve McMassaman. The Thai Liverpudlian footballer.
Massaman.
And so anyway. So I went past the restaurant and I thought, you know, and literally for the last 15 years, my wife, Binny, and my mum both like Thai food.
Right.
I went past a restaurant in East, there's two of them. There's one in Leytonstone, right near where I live, and there's one a little bit further away. I think it's like in East London still. But it's called Mum Likes Thai Food. Oh, that's the name of the restaurant.
Mum likes
Thai food.
Yeah.
And I looked it up and it was like, oh, the food looks good there, nicely presented and all that. So I said, wicked, we're all going to go Mum Likes Thai Food.
Yeah.
And I said to my sisters, oh, are you free on a Sunday? Mum's birthday on a Monday, but we'll all get together. We'll go.
Yeah.
Nice. So I found a place, Mum Likes Thai Food. I'm going to book it up for like, because we've got booking 14 of us with all the kids and everyone else, right? And I went, yeah, right. And then my sister goes the day before, you know, trying to eat healthy. I'm gonna end up eating fried stuff and all the out. So she goes, how about a roast dinner, right? Oh, she goes, I'll do all the veg, you do all the...
at home?
Yeah, at home, right? So then, and I was like...
Tommy Sandu's sister, have a word.
What? No, but she was going to do the cauliflower cheese, the roast potatoes, the vegetables and all that. All I had to do was meat.
Yeah, but it's not the same as going out, is it?
Well, I'd have opted for the Thai.
Well, you both have the wisdom that we didn't have. Because I then spent about 3 hours in the kitchen.
Of course you did.
My sister actually said to me at the end of it, she went, I'm really sorry. She goes, Pam said it. She goes,
Pam, you've had a mare, mate.
No, but then she also spent all day doing like veg and prep and cauliflower cheese. And, and that's why she was like, actually, in hindsight, we should have just gone out.
Yeah.
And she goes, it would have been easy to go. I said, yeah, maybe. But, you know, it was a different kind of vibe.
Okay.
But so we didn't quite get the
well, Satch, you're going to have to take his mum out now for a Thai.
If you don't mind.
Can you please sort that out?
Yeah, exactly.
Now what? Now we've just been talking about Thai food. I really want a papaya salad.
Oh, that's good.
Banging.
They do that well with all the... And they do the mango salads as well. Yeah.
So you did that this Sunday. So it's funny because we celebrate my mum's birthday this Sunday as well because she wasn't well over her birthday. So we had to delay the celebrations. Mm-hmm. But we went somewhere a little bit different.
When's your mum's birthday?
On the 5th.
Oh, 2 days before mine.
Yes, exactly, yes.
Did you go to a Mexican?
No.
Because it was delayed? Underlaid.
She came up with, why don't we go, because she hadn't been there for a while.
Another Mexican joke, was that? Another Mexican joke.
Oh, by the way, can I address that?
What?
The Mexican joke. The Mexican joke on the podcast. What was it? The live broadcast.
The whole room just didn't say anything.
Because...
They went,
it didn't make any sense.
Yeah, it was rubbish. Yeah,
what was the punchline again?
No, just remind us of the joke.
Can't even remember. Is that great?
I've forgotten.
I was like, rubbish. Don't worry about it.
Wheelchair.
I just want to say, huh?
Wheelchair.
Yeah. So basically, the joke was, because what it is, I tried to work it in. Yeah. And so. What I said on the podcast was, we had a bruschetta. Tommy only ordered one. I said it was fine because I said the wheelchair was the Mexican word of the day, right? But it doesn't make sense. And, you know, I do love it, the fact that everyone laughed because they
No one laughed.
Listen back.
I could have said it was Indian because it was wheelchair. But the fact is, what I didn't realize is while I was trying to adapt it in my head real time, and this is what sometimes happens when you're doing live stuff, is that the actual joke was me and Tommy, we had one taco in a Macca's wheelchair, and that's why if I'm saying taco and Mexican food, then the wheelchair joke works, but it didn't work because it was bouchet.
What have I missed?
Wheelchair, because you've got to say it together, like wheelchair, wheelchair, but they pronounce it differently.
I still don't get it.
He's explained it and he'll still don't get it.
I don't know if I'm being thick here.
No, he's being thick.
And I'm waiting for the...
You know what? It was making me laugh so much I couldn't even sleep that night going, oh my God, that made no sense whatsoever. But anyway, so my mum decided that she wanted to go somewhere else and not the usual places. And she likes going to Waffle House in Bushy, not in St. Albans. But then she went, you know what, let's keep it a little bit closer.
Is that like a desserty place?
No. Well, it can be, but it's also savoury waffles as well. Okay, so it's bang. It's really nice.
Had a chicken actually in South London, nowhere near Croydon. Yeah. It's actually in Brixton. There's a waffle place, but they do like chicken burgers in a waffle.
In a waffle.
I don't think it works. You just want a bun.
I don't like sweet in chicken.
No, it's not sweet. It's a savory waffle.
No, but do you know like when they put maple syrup in?
I am fully with you, bro. Fully with you. I don't either. No, you're right. It doesn't need it.
So because obviously Sunday was also the day of the big cricket match, India versus Pakistan in the Asia Cup. So that was kicking off at 3 o'clock. So there was, you know, we didn't have time to go for a big long lunch or anything like that. So we had to be moved to a brunch. And then we ended up going to the Kenton Lane Cafe. And the Kendall Lane Cafe is brilliant because it doesn't sound that amazing, but it's run by Desi's.
I'm picturing a place near a train station.
No, it's not. Okay, it's in a little parade. Oh, it's in a little parade, just, you know, sort of near Kenton. But the Kendall Lane Cafe used to be an English place run by Desi now, and it does the best. masala omelets.
Does it really?
Peri peri chips.
Very
it does.
Good.
It does masala chai. It does all the usual fry up stuff, but desi style.
Like ethnic food.
Ethnic. Like yeah, ethnic but it's all remix. Like eggs and stuff like that. But you get masala beans, masala chai, all of that. So
you said peri peri. I thought that maybe they do like everything with a bit of spice and a bit.
No. It's all desified. Okay. They even do a Bombay sandwich as well. So we went there, and you know what? I just thought this is a good idea. It's a great idea. A lot of people probably would have been there, but it was just a different one. Kenton Lane Cafe.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's known? Is it?
It's getting known. It's become known.
I've seen it and I want to go to it.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a good one for a Sunday. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know.
Too far.
Yeah, it might be a bit fluffy.
Go on. Finish your point.
Well, no, I'm just going to say that you get you guys would love it because they do the full desi breakfast.
Beautiful.
Which is like, you know, everything that you want, your bangers and your...
Dishoom-esque?
Yes. But...
Authentic.
Like a Mussey's made
it's,
it.
It's not. Yeah. It's original. You can see that it's proper. Like the chilies are fire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's hot. Now, it's proper.
That's good.
Did the family enjoy it?
It was banging.
And I want to say, what I was going to say was for all of our international listeners, I know for a fact, if you are an expat, if you were born and raised over here, now you're living in, I don't know, Dubai, we get this as America, whatever, married off and all that out there. You're going to miss a calf.
Yeah.
You are going to, because Great Britain is great for
that's and you don't get calves abroad.
But a proper calf. You might go to a British calf, British themed calf. It ain't the same.
No.
I went to a British pub, Irish pub in LA. Santa Monica, don't forget, it's sunny. Girls are coming in hot pants, shorts, and it was really.
Yeah.
It was coming sauces. Bangers and sausages and shorts. Anyway, it was great. They all look great, but it's not a pub like how we have it here. You know, I go to like my mate Seamus's pub, O'Grady's in East London, and everybody in there is Irish, and they're like, and they do their sausage and mash, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's the bacon sandwiches is greasy and it's going to kill you, but it's fantastic.
Next time you're in an Irish pub, ask them to say Irish wristwatch in an accent.
Here we go.
You haven't got to get them to say it in the accent. You see, messed the joke up again. Just say Irish.
This is why he couldn't be a comedian. He said that, but he said the joke.
Just say it in an Irish accent.
Because it's hard to say in any accent. That's the whole
Irish
point.
Irish rishwash.
Yeah, you don't. Because when you go to say it, you're shush.
Everyone who's listened to it has now tried it.
Irish rishwash. Yeah, it comes out. All I was trying to get to was calves. Can we just appreciate? You know, when they
do love a good calf.
Talking of which, we were outside the BBC, Saj, and we thought of you because we thought we've got to go back to the calf quiz.
Yeah, that was good calf.
Why were we going?
Why were you there?
Because I'd parked my car behind John Lewis.
Oh, that was it. Right, yeah. So he parked, yeah. So we went to the restaurant down in Carnaby Street sort of way.
That's a trek from there.
No, Argyle Street. It's not that far.
Yeah, but yeah, no, it's not.
10 minutes.
No, it's just over Night Town, really.
Cavendish Square.
Yeah, over the sign. Yeah.
Right, and so we went, had a meal, and you know what? I don't actually look at the BBC building that often. Not in the flesh now. Yeah. We have no need to go there unless you're going shopping or whatever or passing a hotel that you might be meeting up at. Because I was there with you, it was nostalgia overload. Mm. I would actually say, and I hopefully someone relates with no.
He was about to.
But I actually think I suffer from nostalgia. Like I don't get nostalgia. I get this kind of sicky feeling like I'm time traveling.
Oh.
When I really, you know, when you look at a building, when I hear a song, it really takes me back. Honestly, you're going to think I'm weird. It's the closest I think I can get to time travel because I am there. I can smell, feel those times, that era. Don't you ever get, you're looking very, Kedge's making a face.
Now, what do you mean like time travel?
Like I've gone back to that time when we were there. I can feel the feelings of that time.
But it don't matter. No one's in there anymore.
No, it's not about that.
They've been sent back to where they came from.
Everyone's moved out.
They were packed in the boat.
Basically,
back to Birmingham.
It was a big surge. Yeah. That's not my cousin.
No.
Big surge. It was a big
not
surge.
Not from RDB.
Of feelings is what I got. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so lots of dinners, lots of meals as well. You been out for dinners?
Do you know what? Actually, I did. And it was because, obviously, my birthday went last weekend.
Yeah, last weekend. It was last Sunday.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
And obviously, I was in Malta. So I came back from Malta. My mum was just on my case. She was like, let's go out for dinner. Mm. I was just like, why? Like, it's just...
What do you mean, why, Sad? Like, it's your birthday, bro.
I know, but you know, like, I've just had too much on. And like, do you know when everything's just a bit too much? I'm like, I'm happy staying at home for one night because I've not been at home.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
We still went out to eat, which is fine. It's fine. Like, my parents wanted to go, so I was like, yeah, cool, we go.
Where did you go?
We tried a South African restaurant.
That's a different one, isn't it?
A lot of recommendations. And this was in Croydon, actually.
And everyone what is was the just South like, African food?
No. It's rewind. You can't just go, oh, going out for a meal with mum and dad. South African kaya? Like, no, that's not a conversation comes about naturally. Someone's got to have had this South African restaurant on their radar.
A few of my friends have
been
to it.
Right, there you go. There's some foreplay to do with this South African restaurant.
And they were just like, you have to go.
Came up with the suggestion.
I was like, go on then, let's go.
Yeah.
A lot of grilled, you know, it was like Nando's, but better. Like grilled chicken.
Okay.
Grilled prawns.
Spicy,
like lamb
not
chops.
Spicy.
Bro.
Is it spicy?
Tommy, you'd like it.
Bro, sold. Oh my God, look at the sauce on that chicken.
Well, it is a bit Nando-esque. It's a little bit Nando-esque, isn't it?
Yeah, shiny orange sauce looks pyramid.
Look at the prawns, mate. Lovely.
That does look beautiful.
Okay.
My mouth is filled with water.
Incredible.
What's
it called? Plug it.
Oh, shit, I can't remember. A churro. Churro.
Churro.
T-R-U.
Churro.
Churro.
Okay. Isn't that a house in Italy?
I've read the menu and it was really weird because it was South African, but it had like a little, it was basically the Indians that went to South Africa and cooked food and it was that cuisine.
Oh, okay.
So it had a little bit of an Indian.
There was a messy vibe in it.
But it was more African than Indian.
Okay.
But the food, incredible.
Because if you'd said we're going to a Kenyan meat place,
you'd go, bingo.
I know I'm going to get.
But South African.
Even Ugandan, right?
Yeah, it's different.
If you're calling it a South African.
It's South African, yeah. South African.
Well, and the clientele in it, white, Asian.
Oh, it's a mixed bag of everyone. Oh, yeah. Okay. Not all brown people, nah.
Okay,
it's
interesting.
Food is incredible.
You ever been to South Africa?
No, my parents have though. They loved it.
No, I'd love to go.
So I did it for the travel show when I was very young. Mm. Abseil down Table Mountain.
I was going to say Table Mountain.
Table Mountain.
And that cricket ground there, that's the dream, to go and watch cricket there.
Is it?
By Table Mountain, because Table Mountain's in the background of all the cricket.
Yeah, I've seen that when on the TV. Okay, yeah. Probably less of a dream for me, because abseiling was great, but the food out there is great. And if you do get, when I went, it was 11 rand to the pound. Mm. So we would have a big
just 11?
11, right?
Right.
You'd have a slap-up meal.
Yeah.
And it was like the burger and it came to about 3-4 quid. At the moment, I think it's something like 30 rand to the pound.
Oh, so it's value for money
it's
now.
It's expensive
isn't it?
To get there, but
the rands have gone up.
You are balling. No, the rands have gone down.
But 30 rands now.
You get more pound. You get more for your money.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So is that going up?
Yeah, more rands. More rands.
Yeah. Is that you're saying round? Like the rounds are on you. It's my round because the rands have gone up.
Rands. Yeah. Right.
You're so gunda.
No. We're just trying to clear up exactly how to say it.
I was just saying.
Now it's gone.
But yeah, that was in the week last week.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, obviously we had the podcast on the Friday night that same weekend.
Yeah.
And then the Saturday night, I went back into London and I was a bit worried about going into London because
we were anticipating this on podcast.
Saturday just gone. Everyone was just like, be careful when you go into London.
Why?
On that Saturday. Because obviously, because of the flipping March thing.
Oh, well, the passionate.
Unite the Kingdom.
The patriotic march.
Hashtag Unite the Kingdom.
Yeah, was
it Unite Walk or something like that? Wasn't it?
Unite the Kingdom.
Unite the Kingdom, yeah. And, the videos of like that, I think, you know, the bit where the guy's got his flag on and he goes to get an onion bargee.
Yeah.
You know, you can't make
but
it
But can
up.
I be... Okay, go on, right? I'm all right with that.
No,
that's exactly what Unite the Kingdom stands. Look, we know amongst all of those people that were there, there were some wrong ones.
Yeah, there's going to be a group of people that want to get rid of all the people that make onion bargees.
But Unite the Kingdom, if that is the message, beautiful. And people have come on the record and people are there as part of my said, look, we're fine with legal migration. We want to stop that. I actually think the deeper problem is the fact that I don't think the migrants are the big problem. And I think that's what the news world does. And it makes us look one way when there are other mess ups elsewhere.
Correct.
So, and ultimately it's greedy people at the very top of the chain that all want to take the money and the power and all that for themselves.
Yeah.
But I don't trust the system ever since I got sacked. I'm sorry. That was a big thing for me. I'm like, I don't trust people in charge.
Were you marching?
Huh? No, I wasn't. what was I doing on Saturday? No,
He was making onion bargees.
Yeah, exactly. No, I was selling flags, because I'm like, man, those flags are printed by this.
Imagine if you were saying, you know, those flags on the way into London, you'd be killing it.
No, everyone's going, oh, look at him. You want to get us all out of your country, but you have an onion bargee. I'm like, no, he doesn't. Yeah. I don't think the majority of people do. There are terrible people out there that want.
Yeah, but again, it comes down to how you view the story.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
what
it is.
That video
done really well. It's funny, and everyone shared it, and you know.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, it's like, well, he's just getting food. It doesn't matter what
it is. Exactly. exactly.
Do you know what I mean? But they're like, oh no, if it weren't for them people, then you ain't going to get an onion bargee.
Yeah, no, but
this, Steve down the road can make an onion bargee.
Yeah, anyone can do it. Man, do you know what I mean? You got Pateks. They don't need us anymore.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, Pateks is the reason they want us out.
It was a bit of a weird day because I thought, all right, cool, got going to London. It's okay. Like, you know, I thought everything would be finished by then. I had to get there for about sort of 9:30. So, yeah. Like, you know, everything would be done.
Yeah.
So I was driving on the way there and it felt really weird because I was like, there's no one on the way to London apart from me. It felt like one of those days around Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah. Because, like, you know, COVID vibes.
Yeah, and I was just like, where is everyone? I got to London, central London, very quickly in my car. Like, it took about half an hour and I'm like...
Not even cars?
No one was going into London. So I got there, got to Holborn, parked up, found parking right outside the club. Never happens. The bays are never empty. Parked there, sat there, and I was just watching for a bit. So there's still...
See, it's good when there's no ethnic people around, isn't it? Look at that. Imagine how nice this country will be without darkies.
And, like, you know, I drove past Waterloo Station. There was a load of people getting into the station, and they were causing a bit of a commotion outside the station. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, here we go. If something kicks off here, like... But there was cops everywhere. Police everywhere.
Yeah,
just making sure everyone
they didn't
was getting
panic,
back.
I remember that weekend there was so many Premier League teams in London who everyone were playing,
was playing
as
football,
well.
Yeah. And then I drove like towards where the IMAX is and all that because that's where the march went down.
Waterloo.
And Waterloo. And you just wanted to see the street, and I've never seen this. There was litter everywhere, like down the whole road, like just. Do you know, you could see like a march had been passed.
Yeah.
And there's bottles of this, that, probably bottles of piss, all sorts of stuff. Yeah. Like just left there. And I thought, do you know what? You've ruined London.
Or you've cost London probably about £1 million
Someone's
quid in
got to
cleanup.
Go and clean this up now. Yeah. It looked really like trashy. So anyway, got to the club, sat down. I was there early, so I was in my car still. I see loads of flag wearing people walk past now.
Yeah.
And they're like shouting stuff down the road. So there's people in restaurants and they're looking out at them. And I thought, this is all a bit weird. Like, you know, I've never experienced this.
Yeah.
Like, they're all kind of a bit drunk. So, like, you know, they're shouting stuff. It wasn't anything, like, bad, but they were rowdy.
Yeah.
And if someone
like football fans type.
Yeah, and if someone wanted to come out of the restaurant and be rowdy back, then there could have been a situation.
Yeah, you felt like it was edgy.
Yeah, and I was just like, it was, number one, it was a really weird feeling. Number two, I was playing at a Desi night, so the Desis didn't turn up till after midnight.
Imagine
them leaving the house, like, the door opens a bit, they put their head out, they're like...
Is anyone there? No, it did feel like that.
Go.
And then... Like, the club didn't get busy till after 12:30. And I was like, everyone's come out now because all the people have gone out.
So they had to wait.
And all the Desis, you know that when you're walking down the road, if you see like a group of people with a Union Jack flag, you got to start talking with your most British accent. All right, mate, how's it going? Yeah, you're
all right.
I'm not one of the illegal ones. I've been here a while.
When I jumped out my car, I'm not going to lie, I did look both ways because I was just like, there was big groups of people walking past.
Right, right.
And I'm like, look, I've got, you know, like, I've got my laptop with me, I've got this, like, you know, but anything can happen here.
Like you said, people are getting the kind of, I would like to think, because I believe in that people are ultimately all good, that some people are just twisting the message taking it out on the wrong types of message or making it a violent thing or an aggressive
thing. I think we've seen so many clips of bad stuff happening online, it just puts you on edge, naturally.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On The Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
So you got to be ready for anything that happens.
Yeah, you got to be ready. Although I saw a really funny clip, which then I did sort of share with you guys, and that was this guy who was going around during the march, and he was asking people for their favourite Muslim person.
Brilliant.
Or their favourite black person.
Yeah. What was he? Oh, yeah, he was Asian-y, ethnic-y, right?
Yeah.
So he was going up to...
But he had all the England flags on and everything as well, so he was accepted. Yeah. But then he would go up to all these English white people and go, who's your favourite Muslim and who's your favourite black person? And then he was just a funny video because everyone was struggling to name anyone.
It's because, I saw it.
But then I thought, hold on a minute.
You know why? Because they're probably a little bit thrown by the question.
Yeah.
They don't quite know what the question really means.
Also, they're wearing this big England flag. So do I answer this question or not answer? Is this a trick question?
And is it designed to make me look silly on social media?
Yeah.
Probably all of that going through there. In fact, and as soon as you hear that question, who's your favourite Muslim? Or who's your favourite black person? It makes you go, oh. You can't ask that.
Yeah.
But actually, why can't you?
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Who's your favourite? I know you could. You, let's say if you had it, but who's your favourite? I'm going to say chef. Who's your favourite? You know, South African football player or whatever.
Or Polish person.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, okay, can I put it to you?
Yeah.
There you go.
Classic.
Kedgen Sach. There you go. Who's your favourite Muslim?
I would say currently it's Ishan Agba.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
why'd you say that?
No, because I think he's funny.
Love that.
He's funny. I really like him. He's funny. He's witty.
That's a big compliment coming from this guy.
Yeah, no, he's funny. He's witty. And you know what? Like some of the stuff that he puts up on his social media, he has no shame.
No filter.
And no filter.
It's in the name of comedy.
But like also, like he embraces everything. Like he embraces that he loves Bollywood, right? And I think that's so refreshing to see. And there was that video of him, I think at your gig or something like that, where he was wearing like a chunni or something, a ghagra, and he was pretending that he was like Basanti.
Yeah.
And he was dancing and singing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I thought, you know what? Why not?
Yeah, exactly. By the way, if you want to follow Ishan, his username on social media is Michael Packintyre.
Yes.
Which I find hilarious. Which is very good.
And the BBC tried to get him to change that. Do you remember?
Did they really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They wouldn't have it that for a long time. And I don't know. I think he had to change it at the time.
Oh, man.
And he's changed it back. But yeah, the BBC did not like when he used to present on there. That was his handle.
That's incredible. Who's your favourite black person, Kedge?
Oh.
This is coming your way, Sach, in a minute.
Cool. I think it's Eddie Murphy. Yeah.
Funny you said that.
Eddie Murphy, again, always makes me smile, laugh.
Funny you said that.
And I've seen that. I don't know why.
He'd be in my top three, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy. Yeah, great.
Okay. Great. Fine. Sach.
Missing person.
Yeah.
I'd go Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali.
Black, yeah.
Someone said Frank Bruno in the video.
Missing person.
You know Muslim and black in one?
Oh, he's done two in one.
No, but just for what he did and what he stood for.
Yeah.
G.
Yeah.
A black person. A comedian,
yeah.
Dave Chappelle.
Oh,
the funniest. I think he's the funniest person ever.
Yeah,
very good.
He doesn't have to be funny.
No, yeah. But he makes me, again, he makes me smile.
I mean,
and everything.
Week, yeah.
I've been following this guy since he did the Chappelle, before the Chappelle shows.
Yeah.
And I've always thought he's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could be Papa Matasar, who plays for Tottenham, scored against West Ham last weekend as well.
No one's really interested in footballers.
Okay. And why are you, he's named after peas.
Peas, yeah. Papa Matasar.
Matar.
Papa, what's the name?
Matar.
Paneer.
That's like Daddy P.
Daddy P. Papa Matar Sar.
Sar?
Sag.
Sar. Papa Matar Sar.
Can I get some papa?
Yeah.
Some matar
and some sag.
That's an interesting combination, yeah.
It's a great name.
Crunchy but soft and green.
It's a great name.
That sounds like Mama Nabasia. What was that, Michael Jones?
Go on, Tommy, you. You.
No, Papa Sapatia.
Oh, Liberian girl.
Favorite Muslim. See now, what do I do? Do we go with?
There's too much thinking involved. Go
do,
on,
no, do I go with a friend? Do I go with
first person that comes to mind?
Yeah. Well, firstly, neither of you two. No, first person that comes to mind is Mo Salah. But he's
That's a good one.
No, but yeah. I like what he's achieved. I think he's a great footballer. But actually, he's not my favorite. Who's really achieved great? Okay.
It doesn't have to be an achievement. It could just be anyone. It could be like a Muslim person down there who's living on your road.
No, it's got to be someone.
It's got to be someone knows. Famous. Someone who's like, you know, or someone you think, I'll always go and see him do it. I think I'm going to go down the comedy route again. I probably have to say someone like Ghaz Khan.
Okay.
Because he's out there. Again, he is.
He's brilliant.
I tell you what you need to know about Ghaz as well. He's free in his heart.
Mm. I thought you mean he's free to do the gigs.
He's definitely not free to do the gigs.
We'll book him. Then.
That guy is booked for the next 3 years. And I'm telling you that. He's done very well with his acting and all that. And I heard they're doing Gentlemen too. I hope it's not a spoiler.
I don't know.
Well, he's in Gentlemen too. They're redoing that series, that the Guy Ritchie series.
Yeah.
And he's back in that as well.
Nice. So, he was wicked in that.
Oh, and he got a lot of praise for it. But he's free in the sense of the way he acts, the way he's on stage, the things he says. Mm. He is from the heart. He is genuine. So I put him on that. And then I'd probably want to go comedian again. Eddie Murphy, you don't realise, you saying that, you kind of maybe took that away from me because
I used
to go home, but this is way before I was even into stand-up. I never wanted to do stand-up.
Raw, Delirious,
yeah,
which one?
I used to watch it at lunch, both of them. Yeah. I had both of them on video cassette.
Yeah.
I'm talking I was 14, 15, 16 years old, maybe in throughout my A-level as well. I'd go home, I'd be excited about getting home in 10 minutes, watching half an hour of that, having my lunch, and then going back to school.
He's really funny.
Just for that. Yeah, but then again, I think I might have to go Richard Pryor for the classic comedy. Because Richard was the man before Eddie was the man.
Agreed.
So, and
See No Evil, Hear No Evil.
It was so good.
I had tears coming out of my eyes.
As much as his films were good, his stand-up was incredible.
It was incredible, but I probably wouldn't, didn't appreciate the stand-up then because I was too young.
I was too young,
yeah. But, see, but I go back and watch it now and I'm like, this was so good.
But I remember him in Superman.
Yeah,
oh,
three.
Right?
Oh, yeah,
so when he was in... Brilliant. That kind of way of voice.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's
one of my favourite films.
Yeah, exactly. And he's great in it. And also...
God, no, listen.
Okay.
Carry on.
You're going to carry on.
Widen the net.
Okay, go on.
Favourite Gujarati.
Yeah, Gujarati.
Okay, favourite Gujarati, not present company excluded.
Present company, yeah, not allowed.
It's a hard one, isn't it?
It's funny because you used to Falcon. There's a few years she's been in the game, but because Navratri is just on the horizon. Her name is Geeta Rabari. She is the Garba voice. I'm telling you, she is brilliant. And you know, she's got the look, she's got the clothes, she's got the tunes. And I mean, she's just getting bigger and bigger. And I think, I'd put her down as my favorite Gujarati at the moment.
Okay.
I wouldn't have a clue.
Wow.
Saj, he's like, who? My dad.
And even he wouldn't like it being called Gujarati.
He's one of them.
Wasn't Gandhi Gujarati?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You didn't go with him. You went with a woman who's...
I went for someone who's still living.
Huh?
I went with someone who's living.
Okay.
I've got a list up. Because he don't know any Gujarati.
And I'll be honest.
He was going to say me or you.
Yeah.
You didn't say Modi.
No, I didn't.
Right,
I didn't.
You didn't say any of the... you know what? I'm picking Dhirubhai Ambani.
Dhirubhai Ambani, oh, the big man.
I'll go with him.
The big man himself.
The achievements himself.
The big man.
Come on, that's straight up Gujarati business admiration.
Yeah,
straight up.
Yeah, it was a close one for me.
I ain't got any.
Shut up, Sage. Don't be like that.
No, I haven't got a favorite one.
You're winding all of your people up right now.
Sage would be that guy. You know, if he was on that social media video and he goes, "So, who's your favorite? Name your favorite Gujarati." Sage would.
I don't have a favorite one.
Okay, all right. Favorite Punjabi.
Favorite Punjabi, it's got to be Gurdas Mann. Ultimate Punjabi.
It's got to be the first person that comes to your mind when someone
says, yeah,
yeah. Jaggi Dee.
No, but that's like, it's that. What you're then, doing now, you're not, okay, Jaggi might well be your favorite, and even if you come back to him, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, but you, it's not just say what you see. It's not,
but that's how you should.
It's not a family fortunes answer.
I think that's how it should be. I don't think you should think about it too much.
Mine would have been Milkit Singh.
There you go. It's the first.
Because he's a G, isn't he?
The other person who came to mind was Jaggi Dee and Hardcore. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Hardcore?
Yeah. It's random. But, you know, random. I don't know. That's what came to mind.
See what I mean? It is a difficult question.
When
you go up to someone and you say, like, you know, who's your favourite Muslim or black person? Yeah. Right? It's quite difficult.
I think everyone who's listening to the podcast should just go and ask their friend. Just randomly, just drop in and go, who's your favourite Gujarati? I bet you people would take their time or panic.
Diljit Dosanjh.
That would have been a good one.
I'll tell you what, I've just realised, and I didn't know she was Punjabi. I should have really known.
Archie Punjabi.
She's great as well, by the way.
Yeah.
Ravina Tandon.
And
I'm going to switch. I'm going to switch from Gurdas Mann, but I'll tell you why.
Ravina Tandon.
Yeah,
that's quite a switch, isn't it?
What? This guy.
No, but if that's your favourite.
Let me tell you why. I never had a poster of Gurdas Mann on my wall.
But Ravina Tandon, we all did.
Ravina Tandon was the only Asian Bollywood actress I had on my wall. I can't believe I had a poster in my room.
Mm.
And I can't believe my parents let me. Now, think about it now. Because I was 15 when this happened, right?
Mm.
And I had a poster of Sam Fox.
Wow.
And Ravina Tandon.
Sam Fox.
Exactly. The man, that shows your age. She was a page three.
I couldn't do Gordy posters.
Bollywood ones.
I was allowed. Jeet Chawla, Madhuri Dixit, all of them were allowed.
Yeah.
Ashok Rai, all of that was allowed. Yeah. But I just could not bring a Gordy poster.
Oh, really? They wouldn't let you?
Yeah. Well, no, it's not that they wouldn't let me. It was like...
It was an unspoken rule.
It was an unsaid rule. I was scared. I was nervous.
Sachin's room is like Queen Latifah on the wall. It's like South London in full effect.
He
can only go around. I'm kind of got the little mix and blend going on.
He's got Foxy Brown on there. Yeah.
Do you know what? I was never really a poster person, like, ever. What I actually started doing? And this, because I started DJing really early on.
Yeah.
Do you know, instead of putting posters on, I had I had so many flyers of me DJing. And I had a wall cool. with yeah, just no, all of the did. Flyers.
That's
I've
very
ever
cool.
That.
Yeah. That's very cool.
I had movie posters as well. But
me and my brother both did that because we were both on loads of different gigs. And I've still got them in the shoebox at home.
That is
I look at them sometimes. I'm like, I did that when I was like 14 or 15 or.
Yeah.
It'd be good. I'll bring them one day, actually.
Yeah, and just kind of like, yeah, whole
bring those, bring those.
Because flyers have evolved over the years and the look and the logo.
No one has flyers now. Do you know what I mean?
That was. I've still got a couple from. I've still got a couple from Club Asia days.
Bro, I've got all of them. There's a shoebox full of all of them. I've kept like one or two of every flyer.
I remember flyers that had a bit that you'd cut off from the bottom. You had like little scissor line, perforating line. And you cut off. And then that was a drinks token when you got into the club. You know, like things like that. Okay, just very quickly on a side note then. Who was the woman or the girl that you remember like first giving you that feeling of, oh, wow, like she's like she... Because it was... Ravina.
Well, so famous
and
person.
Yeah. And it
for me, from,
yeah.
Karishma Kapoor.
And you remember kind of looking at and kind of going, I feel a certain kind of way.
Like, she was hot.
Do you remember thinking anyone was hot before her? Like, do you see what I mean? As on a favor. Like, I want to look at the first one that kind of stirred you up, as it were.
I think, because look, you got to remember, like, you know, it was that came like, because. At TV at home, it's mostly all the Indian channels on that one. So she would be the first.
Karishma,
okay. I mean?
Karishma Kapoor, okay.
I remember being at school and Matt and Jim were obsessed with Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
And I just never
got it.
I never
Have
saw
you seen her now?
Yeah, it's different, you know, it's different. But that didn't really excite me. But I tell you, I think, and this is why I said it to her when we met her, it was Juhi Chawla. It was the first, because on Stardust put this poster up of her that was just in English clothes.
Yeah.
And it was a little
English
bit
clothes.
in a little bit revealing.
Like Western, yeah.
What are English clothes?
Well, just like a low cut blouse. And it was, and her hair was like.
That's why I asked him that. I wanted to see what he was going to say.
And it was, I mean, you know, and it was just like, that was the poster. And I thought, wow, like, does a woman like this actually exist? Because it's incredible. I've never seen anyone Indian who looked like that.
Yeah.
And I think that was the first one.
She had her travelers out.
Yeah. Yeah. There was that. There was Pooja Bhatt. And then, because Madhuri Dixit wasn't, Madhuri Dixit was a bit like, as Satch would say, a bit auntie by then.
She was an auntie.
But Juhi Chawla just looked no. But Juhi Chawla just
what they mean by that is that she was sort of out of your fancying age.
Yeah,
range.
You didn't fancy
when
you're
her. You're like
you thought
teens.
She was very pretty and good looking, but you didn't fancy her.
Yeah.
But yeah, Juhi Chawla I think was the first one, and then the first English one was Jet.
Jet
from Gladiators.
I think Jet doesn't know what she did for young men.
I think for Asian men.
Yeah. There was, you know, she came along at a key time for many of us.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, you know, brought that bit of sass to the screen. Oh, good memories.
Yeah, good memories. And I'll tell you something that's now also going to become a bit of a distant memory. And that is that famous phrase, which I'm sure if you're a Londoner, you'll be very aware of it. It's see it, say it, sorted.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. When you're
Where
on
have
the
you
train.
Heard that? Well, yeah, on the train. Do you remember the text number that you need to text? If you see it, say so. 6016. It's no, hold on. It's
got that wrong.
Yeah, 61016.
61016.
Yeah, and that's the service that you need to text if you see something that's dodgy on the underground. And apparently,
you got to text it. You can't belly it up.
No, you got to text a text service. Right. You know, it's gone up to about 250,000 reports a year. So, you know, it's helping the safety of travellers on the rail network and everything. But the government have come out saying that's it now. That's the end of that message. There's going to be a new message.
Not the service then.
Not the service.
It's still going to be there.
But what they've said is it's basically because this service has been going on for so long, it's just now falling on deaf ears. So they need something new,
refreshing.
Revamp it, let's
refreshing.
Get everyone on it. Yeah. How long do you think this service has been going on for?
See, say it's sorted.
Yeah.
15 years.
What, that long?
Maybe. 10 years.
I would think, sadly, it's probably post 9/11. So when was it? So probably...
It's been a while, Kedge.
Yeah, I think it's much 20 years.
It's 10 years.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It's coming up to 10 years. Yeah, okay. I didn't think it was that long. I didn't think it was that old.
Yeah.
I feel like it was maybe 5 years. But
No. It's been around a while.
But this is the big news in the capital and in London. So, you know, there's going to be what? Look out. They're going to be starting putting these new slogans out on the trains.
And because he's your favourite Muslim, I'm not going to do it because I don't have the rights to do it.
Yeah.
Ask him to do his tell you his joke about see it, say it, sorted. Because he actually makes a joke about it.
Ishan.
Ishan, yeah.
Okay.
And he goes, really what they're saying is... Mm. And well, you know, if you see something wacky, report it, whatever you want to, you know, and then so that's what he does in his set. So me making it very clear that is a Sean's joke. It's wonderful Sean.
Copywritten by him.
Yeah, exactly. So
go on, so what's it changing to?
Well, we don't know yet. This is it, but they just said look out for it because they haven't and they're not saying it. I guess they want us to just see it on the underground and then just let's start, you know, building that into the psyche
what do you
of
think
people.
It could be?
It's still got to be, that's
the first action.
No, yeah. I think they're going to come in completely different. I think you've got to go with three different words. What would you pick? What if we had to come up with a new slogan, what would it be?
Spot a cock, tell a cop. Like that. If you spot...
Yeah, but it's not necessarily...
I thought it was like if you see something...
No, it's a more... I think it started as packages.
What do you mean? What?
Like if you
if you see something left. Yeah. And that... But now, okay, what goes on in the tubes now is you get people...
Stealing. Behaviour.
It's more like
antisocial behaviour and stealing.
Yeah, okay. It should have come up for that woman eating the rice and the dal chawal with her hands.
Yes.
So maybe you want to something on that, you know. Yeah. If they're eating food with their hands, you know, whatever. Something, you know, or if they're acting dodgy.
Give us a
something.
Emoji.
Yeah. So
give us an emoji. Yeah. Maybe you just have to send an emoji of what's happening or what you're seeing. That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
Orgy, send us an emoji if you see something dodgy.
Dodgy, yeah.
Yeah.
If it's dodgy, send us an emoji.
Yeah, right. There you go.
That song always makes me laugh.
Orgy. Yeah, 1, 2, 4. Orgy, it's an orgy.
Yeah. Singing about an orgy.
Orgy. And Anil Kapoor as well, the best one, eh?
Orgy. Brilliant. And by the way, sorry, can I say, because we're about to wrap on up, before we get to things we learned, I feel like I'm flirting with both you two. Last time I had the live podcast, you and I,
we had a little,
spaghetti house.
Italian date night.
By the way, I could have eaten it. I could eat it again now. That was absolutely
it was good.
Spot on spaghetti house. It was. Thank you very much.
What did you get?
Spaghetti carbonara. And tonight, after this podcast, which is going to end at 5 p.m., evening time.
Yeah.
Me and Satch are going in for a date night.
Ooh.
Oh, actually, there we go. There's my favourite Muslim. There you go. I'm gonna add it. I'm gonna make him a very close. Well, I'm gonna make him joint first.
Who's Satch?
No, Tez Ilyas.
Oh, right.
We are going tonight to the screening of Tez Ilyas's comedy special.
Oh, lovely.
At the Courthouse Hotel, which we walked past. We went. Oh, everything Desi's always held here.
Mm. What did we film there?
We done a few things.
The intro for the Brownlee.
Boy.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, do you remember?
Oh, in the hall. Going into the. You're right. We did. So we're going to the screening of the comedy show.
Maybe we're
going to
eat.
No, they're doing sort of drinks and sort of nibbles there. But
where is it? We've got a courthouse.
It's not until 7 o'clock, so we can be there by 6, and then we got an hour before it starts.
Maybe we're going to eat
spaghetti house right around the corner. No, but we can do anything as you want.
No, we'll go. I'll be go. If you're happy, then we'll go.
I wouldn't fancy a Mexican now. I wouldn't mind a Mexican. Not wouldn't fancy. Do you want to like a little...
There's a really good one in Congo.
We'll decide on the way down.
Burrito. Yeah, fine.
I wouldn't have come because Tottenham in Champions League tonight. So I'll be watching that. Big game.
Is it really?
Tottenham Villarreal. So, you know...
How much do you care?
Not at all.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, actually, that is big.
This is a big one. Would you stay in for it?
But, bruv.
Oh, yeah.
Villarreal.
What?
They're good.
Would you stay in for it?
Yeah.
I don't care about football that much.
If West Ham were ever in the Champions League, I would have to stay in for it.
Shut up.
No, bro, because it's never going to happen again in my life.
You would never. Tommy, you would never. If I said to you, we're going out to go and get food, you'd be like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, but can we... Yeah.
Can we watch it?
Yeah.
No, can we eat and watch?
Can we do something, a little
You'd
combo.
Be the first one to be like, I don't give a shit about the football.
No, I want to just be aware of it in the background. Anyway, things we have learned.
I'm going to go in first. My one is a historical one this time. So the Marble Arch, we all know it, that arch, right? Before there was an arch there, that used to be the place where they used to hang people.
Oh.
Right?
Ooh.
That sort of
lovely
square area.
Happy stories.
Anyway. But they would...
That little patch.
That little patch.
In the middle of the road.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so what would happen, they would have stocks there and then they would get people to walk and they would get them to do their final walk of shame to those stocks.
To the right? area, yeah.
Now, on the way there, there would be like an ale house. Okay, which they would then stop at a pub.
Yeah,
they would stop. They were known as an alehouse back in the day, and they were. They would stop there, and they would offer them their last drink.
Okay,
and that is where the phrase
"one for the road,"
"one for the road."
Oh,
comes from.
Really?
Because it was the one for the last bit of their road trip.
Very
to the stop.
Good.
So there we go. I love that. That's and a good one. And also, it, you know, when people say "one for the road," it's in a quite a positive way. But
yeah.
Actually,
yeah, we're gonna kill me.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's actually done like, okay, this is the last one. Like, so it's like a, you've had the meal.
No, bro, you're going to go and die.
Yeah, I know, that's what it means.
Exactly.
So no, but actually what I'm saying is it's still used in the concept.
Yeah, but now they do it like, oh, come on, let's have one for the road. Like, yeah, it's done as a, in a positive.
Oh yeah, exactly. Not like Marigold.
Not there, that was your last one. Like, yeah. So I said, you're going to basically die.
Yeah.
So it's one for the road that you, the last road you walk to.
Okay.
To the stocks.
Was it just the drink? Didn't give you like a little...
No, just the drink.
Because I mean, if you're in the area now, you, I'd say, yeah, you'll give me a chicken shawarma. Because
yeah.
We're on Edgeware Road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that would be my one.
What road you're coming in from.
Do you know what I mean?
You can have what you want. You can just keep going.
One for the road, shawarma.
Because once I have a drink, then I'm going to get an appetite. And when I'll just keep, let me just go around the block.
Yeah.
Can we have another one for the road?
I'll settle for a falafel wrap.
Do you know what I mean?
My thing I learned is that honey...
Yeah.
This is a bit... By the way, I forgot to do this one because we went to Marrakesh, as you know, a few weeks ago now.
Yeah.
Just before school started back up, last minute trip. And we went like on a little like tour thing, you know. My wife makes us all go to these things. The boys hate it.
But
it had quad biking and camel riding and
love it.
We got on the van, the guy goes, "We're just gonna stop at a couple of shops." And I thought, I know what this is, you know, go to this
shop.
And actually there was literally our van came, we did 15, 20 minutes there, another van came. I'm like, they're making a killing and
of
I sort of
do the spiel.
But they were selling honey.
Right.
And Milo tried it and he went, "Oh my God, it's delicious, Dad."
Oh.
Right. So we bought a pot of honey and I went, "You know what though?" And I said it out loud. I said, "This is just going to sit there on the shelf and go off."
Because kids don't even come around to have coffee anymore.
And this is when the woman said, exactly. Yeah. Use it. Right.
No, so, I'm the one who uses it.
And we like a little bit of nice honey now and then. Yeah. Right. And the woman went, "Honey never goes off."
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, did we already have we done that on the podcast already?
I knew that.
I think most people know that.
Oh, but
if it's got sugar in it, then it does.
It never goes off.
Yeah. Yeah, it crystallizes.
You're right. So, and that's why and I looked into it and they found honey in like ancient Egypt, like from thousands of years ago, and it's perfectly fine, perfectly edible, which I think is quite incredible. It just shows that something made by creatures
natural.
Of nature can have a lifetime, whatever.
No life. No end to lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's amazing.
That's pretty cool.
So big up the honeys out there. Listen to the podcast. All right. What are you saying? You last forever, babes. All right.
The thing that I learned this week is a new word. And I think this kind of relates to a lot of brown people because I think we're bad at this.
Yeah.
It is a
deodorant.
No. And the word made me laugh because it kind of, you know, if you, it's called a tidsopamist.
Pardon me?
Don't say he's looking at the stomach. Yeah, tids optimist, like being positive.
Optimist with a tid on the front.
So basically, celebrate your man boobs.
No, tid.
So you're more your
tids optimist.
No,
tid.
Like someone who thinks they're slimmer than they really are.
Yeah, so celebrate the big.
That'd
the
be
big
great.
Belly.
No, it's not that.
Oh,
it's a person who's constantly late because they believe they have more time than they actually do.
Very good. I'm a tids optimist.
You are
100%.
Tommy is a fully. Full
no, but no, he's not too bad.
No.
There's other people that absolutely take the piss.
Yeah, the people who are late. What happens?
Like you're 2 hours late.
I think Asians become tids optimists when they have to go to an event.
Yeah. No,
Arijit Singh a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Okay.
Anything.
The half the stadium was empty.
Even at the podcast, we had a few people coming late.
No, honestly, I think you're giving them credit where credit's not due. Because I think they're just late. They're just ignorant, right?
But
tids optimist. What I am, where I'll be like, oh, it's 2:15. I'm picking up Milo and Logan at 3:45. I've got time to do this, this, and this.
Yeah.
And then I'll look around at my clock and go, it's 3:35. They're finishing in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
What happened? I was a tids optimist. I thought I could do all that in that time, and actually I couldn't. So it's not like I'm just going, oh, whatever, I'll leave in a bit, innit? I'm thinking, oh, let me get that done, but I haven't planned it out. So I think I have more time than I actually do.
Yeah. Those are the guys that have no concept of time.
Yeah.
They just go when you want.
Yeah. It's a bit like, say, someone says, oh, your live podcast starts at 9:30. I'm like, fine, I'm getting it for 9. That's okay, because I'm a tids optimist, so I'm all right. I've maybe left it a little bit past the check-in time.
You did.
But I'm not late.
The thing is, I knew you'd be late as well.
We were on time, but the traffic caught us.
Late
if you were
word.
Meeting in London for 7:15, how are you going to be in King's Cross and eaten in an hour?
Yeah. Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Right? I sense this. If you know, remember, when we were in the car journey on the way over, Who was messaging you? I know he was driving. Okay,
I was driving.
I was messaging you off my own back.
Yeah,
keeping him updated as to where we are.
No,
because he was at the venue. Satch goes, "I've arrived," and you know I'm looking at our sat nav. It said 33 minutes.
Yeah,
I'm going. No,
there's a massive stain in the passenger seat of my car now because Tommy was like,
"What are you doing in the car? What are you doing in the car?"
Because you texted him. You texted him, and he went.
And then, just to because you know, because I was so, I thought he's not going to like the fact he's like, "Oh well, I'm here. You aren't here."
No, it's cool.
How many? You were cool. You were going cool. All right, cool, boy. And then I thought, let me just send him live location. So I said,
no, I didn't even notice that.
Oh, I sent you live location. Okay. So he can track me. Can I go? I'm not lying. We're 1.6 cool miles away, but we're just in traffic.
There was nothing to do. I had a dressing room to myself.
There you go.
We did see the video. If you follow us, by the way, nearly 2,000 followers on our WhatsApp group.
I know.
So if you aren't following us on WhatsApp, controversial, wonderful WhatsApp, then do it now. So the links are all on our Instagram page, as there are the links to listen to this
podcast. Kej, why have you spent £160 on your energy today?
No, it's £1.60.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The whole day, very good.
£1.60.
It's got his little gauge. Did I say that from at the beginning? That we're live from Kedge's pad today.
I think we did, yeah.
Of course we did, because we travelled in and all that. But thank you, anyone. Thank you, everyone.
I think we should mention this, because some references were to last week. This is coming out next week, by the way.
We're doing...
So if you're listening to this...
You've now just confused everybody.
Yeah. No, if you're listening to this, we did it last week. Because I'm away.
So right now, as you listen to this, Satch is... Guess where, everybody? Guess where? If you can guess it, you win £1 million. No. Dubai. All right, yeah, exactly. The only place you go. Are you DJing?
No, I've got work to do this time. Not DJing.
What's DJing?
Other stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've got a busy trip.
New ventures. Everybody's going that way. Is it because of the marches? Is it because they want you out?
Yeah, I mean, they're getting rid of us.
There you go, right.
Sachi's organising the UAE march.
Exactly. Yeah.
Too hot there, mate. Yeah.
I wait till the UAE goes, you know what? All these expats, all these Brits over here, you know what? We want it to get back to how it
over
was.
We
want it to go back to sand.
Yeah. You told me to leave, I'm leaving.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you anyway. Thanks for listening, everybody. Spread the word as always. And we'll catch you next week.
Laters.
Bye bye.
Laters.